Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Man on the Mic podcast, hosted by Jeffrey Mann. This podcast is dedicated to honest discussions that inspire, connect, and bring out the best in our guests. Now let's get started with the show. Here's your host, Jeffrey Mann.
So here's my first question. What motivates both of you guys on and off the field?
I think for me, what motivates me is just like the drive and passion of, it teaches you so, like football teaches you so many life lessons. There's so many stuff you can learn. And even this past, we had a camp this past weekend, or this past week. And I think we had, we were going to practice 3 times a day. And so I think that like, yeah, it's hard. You don't want to go, but like, it's just like thinking of getting to the next step gives you that extra motivation.
I think for me, kind of like I was saying, there's my love for the game, my passion, and I just want to be the greatest player to ever play the game. You know, I have a passion to be the best in whatever I do. So if I can be the best, then I'm going to be the best.
Okay. For both of you, what are the top 3 life lessons so far football has taught you?
For me, I would say patience. I would say like being on time to where you're supposed to be, and what you do on and off the field like matters. Whether it's going to class on time or make sure you're getting that your homework done. I mean anything extracurricular or just anything like that.
I would say number 1 is grind. Like you got to learn how to grind it out even when you don't want to. You still have to do it. Another one is teamwork, and you have to learn how to work with whoever is around you. Even if you don't like them, you still have to learn how to work with them. Another one I've learned is how to take criticism and feedback and just take it with a grain of salt. Not take it to heart, but use it to make myself better.
Okay. I love that. For both of you are student athletes, I guess student first. How do you balance your academics and also sports?
I mean, just go to class, get it done. There's not really a formula for it. I mean, you just gotta show up on time, go to your teachers, ask what you need to do, and I think the biggest thing is make sure you're showing the teacher that you're present and you're there to learn. Because I noticed when you're there and you're not goofing around and you're mostly just paying attention, then she tends to like you a little bit more, and you can ask for a little bit more help. And because she doesn't want to waste her time if you're not going to really care about the stuff that you're doing in class. So I think make sure you just have a good relationship and go to class on time and just be where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, I think it's just right place at the right time. A lot of people that have, like, they're struggling with their grades and stuff because they're not going to class, they're not paying attention, sleeping in class. It's just you got to be where you're supposed to be and when you're supposed to be there and do what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay. For both of you, what is your favorite class and least favorite class?
My favorite class is probably math. I like math because of the, you have to figure out stuff. It can't just be like, oh, okay, I see this and I know, like you have to actually solve and go step by step, because in life you can't go, if you're going straight to the answer, then it's not gonna, you don't learn anything. But when you're going step by step, learning that process, and I mean, that's why it's my favorite class.
I'd say my favorite class, my best class is probably history. It's just like, it's the one I'm best at. Like, it just comes natural to me, learning.
Okay. None of you gonna say weights?
That's after school.
Okay. So let's get a little controversial. For the two of you, who would you say is the better athlete?
Me.
Why?
For me, I think I'm more fluid with everything. I mean, yeah, he's fluid too, but I mean, I feel like I understand the concept better. I can grasp it better, and that's why I feel like I have an edge over him.
Okay. Now I'm bigger, faster, stronger, all of the above.
Yup, let him know.
Yes, sir. Fair enough. Okay. One of the things I've been interested to talk to the two of you about is how is the dynamic being teammates and also being siblings?
For me, I think it's great. We've grown up together all life, and just being able to like know the, because we're always on the same, always on the same page. I mean, there's random times where we say words at the same time, and it's just, we don't plan it or anything. And I think just having the same thought process through everything, especially with football, because I know that we've been thrown together for so long, and I know what he's doing, and he knows what I'm thinking, and so I think it's been pretty, we've been able to be pretty dynamic.
Yeah, for me, like the big, like when I realized how like much of a luxury it was to have him as a brother and a quarterback is after he committed to Appalachian State and I had to go to camps by myself and try to like go with other quarterbacks, it's like not the same. Like you have to try to adjust to them. They don't know how I work and I don't know how they work. So having him as a quarterback at camps we go to, I just hop up in line with him and it's just like a connection. Like we know what we're doing. We know what's happening with each other.
Okay. Now I'm going to play devil's advocate. You guys have said the positives about playing together. What are the hard parts about being siblings and playing sports together?
He's sometimes stubborn. He doesn't think what I know what I'm talking about. And I'll try to tell him something and he thinks he knows something, or I'll throw a pass and he'll drop it and I go up to him and be like, catch the ball, like let's go. And he gets amped up and mad and doesn't want to talk to me for less of practice. But I mean, it does help at the same time because there's always a positive, but like, I mean, that's the only thing that's hard is sometimes you're stubborn and you think you know what you're talking about, but in reality, you have to look at the bigger picture from like the outside perspective.
Yeah, I'd say one of the downsides is like, we're brothers still, so we're gonna argue, and sometimes it can like lead into the field where we're arguing, because it's like if your quarterback's mad at you, he's not gonna want to give you the ball. And yeah, I'd say that's one of the hardest parts is like if we're not on the same page off the field, then we're not on the same page on the field.
Okay, well, I like that. All right, fellas, college football just came out. Everyone's at home playing it, spending all their time. Which one of you is the better player in college football? What team do you play with?
Appalachian State. Okay. Come on now.
Whatever random gives me.
Oh, okay. You nervous about random? Okay. Now, college football. Let's talk about real college football. I did a video the other day. My top three teams was Alabama, Ohio State, and Colorado. Coach Prime. Who are your top three teams this year?
You go first. I got to think about it.
Yeah. Top three teams. I got to put Oregon up there because all the recruits they're getting.
Yep.
I'll put Bama up there.
Sir, roll Tide.
And let's put who's solid this year. We'll go Ohio State too. Okay. Yeah.
For me, first. App State, baby, number one. and then I would say second is Ole Miss. I think I like their gameplay. Jackson Dart is former Utah quarterback. I like to play, have some of my game after him. And I'd say third one would probably be Oregon, just because, I mean, they're getting a lot of hype around them. And I mean, they just got that new NIL unlimited. So, I mean, they're gonna try to do whatever they can to go win a national championship. So,
Looking ahead to football season, what is the biggest thing each of you are excited about going into this season?
For me, it's going to break records. Okay. That's my main thing. I want to go break some records and show them why I'm one of the best in the state.
For me, I think it's just like going out there this year and turning heads. I want to be like, who's this guy? Like, where'd he come from? Just draw a lot of attention to myself and my team.
One of the first questions I wanted to ask you guys is, at what age did you guys start playing football and what got you guys into football?
I can't remember when I started. I think we started playing around 5 or 6 and it was flag football. Played for the NFL flag football, Seattle Seahawks. That's the team I was first ever on. I was kind of all over the place. I played a little bit of quarterback, a little bit of receiver, safety, whatever. And then when I started to get into second, third grade, that's when I kind of just took on quarterback and really embraced it. And then, I mean, ever since then, I've been playing football, and I think I've just gained so much of a love for it that's undeniable, that I know that this is my favorite sport. And because I used to like basketball a little bit more, even when I was a little younger too. But then I started to realize, okay, I'm pretty good at football. Like, I'm starting to get better, and I think I could really take this somewhere. So I've been playing football ever since.
Okay. Yeah, I think I started around 5, and we both played on the Seattle Seahawks together, NFL flag football. And they had me at running back first when we first started. I came home, I asked my dad, I was like, "Dad, what's a running back?" And then so I think that kind of got me into, like, I just like running with the ball. And so then when I started getting older, I started getting bigger, faster, had better hands, and I transitioned to receiver and a tight end. And from there, I just fell in love with that position and stuck with it since.
Okay. So me and Jet talked about this a while ago, but for you, who are the top tight ends in the NFL that you idolize or that you look up to?
I like George Kittle, because the new Netflix receivers documentary, after it came out, when I watched George Kittle, I was like, man, like, he's different. And, like, I liked him so much, I started taking notes on the movie on my phone. I just, like, started writing down some notes about George Kittle, how he plays off the field, the energy he brings to the field, everything, his aggressiveness when he's blocking, and how smart he is when he's running routes, catching the ball. He knows what to do after he catches the ball, everything. He's an overall really good player.
Okay. Who'd be a second tight end?
Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Just because he's one of the best route running tight ends there is, and he's so smart when it comes to running routes and sitting in the holes, and it seems like him and Patrick Mahomes always know how to find each other.
Okay. I like that. Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Nah.
My man. Sorry. Don't get me started on that. So when you look at high school sports and the amount of football that you guys have played till today, what is one of the best memories that you've had so far in your football career?
One of the best memories for me. Well, when I got freshman year, I went into the state championship game. That was a pretty good memory for me. But I would say the most memorable one, and I mean probably not the funnest, but so we were down in Idaho, and we were going to play Rigby. And the night before, our coach told us, okay, you guys gotta go to bed. Like, we gotta wake up tomorrow, and I mean, make sure we're on our game. And but then all of a sudden we got, I think it was like 3 or 4 noise complaints, and then I got back to Larson. So he comes up and starts knocking on everyone's doors and says, "Everyone outside now." And we're all kind of like, "Oh, like, do we have a meeting or something, or what's kind of going on?" And so we all go outside, and he said that you guys are gonna bear crawl around the whole hotel twice, and you guys just do that. And so we all kind of like looked at each other, we're like, is he being for real? Like,
yeah, some of us were like fresh out the shower, had the towel still around us.
Yeah, everyone, I mean, tank tops, I mean, some of the kids were, like, they just weren't like even dressed, they had to hurry and throw something on. And then after, we're bear crawling, and everyone's dead after this. Like, everyone's like, I think right after we all just knocked out after, but I mean, everyone's hands were cut up for the game tomorrow. And then after that, we went and played the game, and we smacked them like 40-something to 6 or something like that. And I think it was just a good memory because it showed us that, like, we can do hard things. And I mean, then we kind of got that anger out of us and put it on the field. So I think that was one of my favorite memories.
Okay. I think one of my favorite memories was during 2-a-days. We have like this little boot camp thing we go to, and what's his name? Lieutenant Colonel
Tannehill,
something like that. And we had to go up to the mountains for this, and everyone was telling us stories about it, and we were all going up there kind of tripping. We were like, I don't know if we want to do this. And we get up there, we get off the bus, and as soon as we get off the bus, he starts yelling at us, we don't have our names on our white t-shirts. And so the whole time we were like, yelling at us, everyone's taking turns trying to leave stuff, and if you wouldn't do it right, he'd say, "You're fired," and you get out.
But the whole point of this, though, is you're not gonna succeed. Like, the whole point is to fail.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And so, like, all doing that all together as a team, everyone who came, I feel like after that trip, we all came so much closer, and that group right there, I feel like that was the main leaders on our team last year.
Okay, I love that. I think leadership is crucial for teams to excel. Mm-hmm. Is you need those people that can lead and motivate, but also people that can call you out when you make mistakes and when you're not doing your job. For you guys, for me personally, I travel a lot in business with my dad, and he's become one of my mentors, one of the guys I look up to most. Who have those mentors been for you in your life, whether it's a coach or a family member, up to today?
Yeah, I'd say the main thing is my dad, too. I mean, he's taught us everything we've known. He's taken us to multiple trainings, paid for multiple trainings. He's took us to California, I mean, all over the United States, and he's kind of just that guy who you can always rely on to, like, know that he's always going to be there no matter what happens. And sure, he'll get on you, I mean, a lot, like, every day. But the only reason why he's doing it is because he loves you. And I know that he loves me, and he knows my talents, and he wants me to succeed and go to the next level and hopefully beyond. And but, yeah, that's my biggest mentor slash role model, and that he's kind of just taught me everything I've known and who the man I am today.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely say it's my dad. It's like when I'm on the field playing and I mess up, first thing I think of is like, I know my dad's looking at me right now. Like, we both know I can do better than that. And it's just like, I know that he knows my potential and he wants me to realize that I know my potential. So it's, when he gets on me, I know that he has a reason for it. Even if I don't see it right now, he has his reasoning. So I just have to trust him, and I do trust him.
Okay. No, that's big. It's big time to have that support and that guidance. I want to go into your mindset for a little bit. When you're in a tough situation, whether you need a fourth down conversion, whether it's towards the end of the game and you need to make a crucial catch, where do you go in your mind?
I try to make myself as calm as I can, because I do so much better when I can think clear and just calm and collective, because I do better at reading the field, better at knowing my assignment and what I have to do. And then that's before the play, though. When before the play, everything's calm, collective, like I'm gathering myself together. But as soon as that play, like as soon as the ball starts, boom, firing out, doing my job as fast as I can, my mentality is to rip the head off in front of me, go catch the ball, score a touchdown. Or if it's a block, he's in the floor.
Okay. Well, I like that. Who, for you, who is the hardest defender that has ever gone up against you?
Hardest defender I've ever won against? I'll say it was at the Polynesian Bowl camp down in Vegas. I think it was 2 years ago. His name was Jordan. I forget his last name, but he went to Bosco. He was a backer. He was just really tough. His jam off the line. He was an overall good player. He's fast, athletic. He could jump. Everything.
Okay, Jeff. For you, what was the hardest team that you've had to play against that just had a defense that just clued into what you were doing and was just a struggle?
Lone Peak's defense. They were great D line, great backers, great safeties. JD Mayberry, I mean, he's a great player. I think he got like 12 picks in that season or something like that. And he knows how to read really well. And they didn't even have Bot. So he was, I mean, that would have been a big factor too. But I mean, they were really good, hard, physical. Luckily we got the job done, but I mean, I'm looking forward to playing this season too, and so they can give me that extra little push, and so I can push myself and learn, kind of get better at defenses and stuff like that. So,
okay. What is the game of the season that you're most excited for?
First game of the season. It's the moment I've been looking forward to my senior year, and I mean, I'm just focused on the first game right now and going and win that game. And then, I mean, but the most hyped I am for the game is probably Sky Ridge, because I didn't get to play that game last year. Seeing all that crowd was kind of got to me. I was like, man, I wish I was playing. But I mean, that's kind of a game that's like I'm hyped to play. And but yeah.
Okay. Can't take his answer, so can't be first game of the season. What game are you most excited for?
Most game I'm excited for. I'd say Lone Peak, just because they have a lot of hype around them this year, and I want to show everybody what I can do against some good talent.
Okay.